In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hi, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. So while Apple's Siri and Amazon's Alexa have become household names at this point, Samsung is hoping to make their late start in the game count with Bixby. This, of course, being its new talking sidekick, which arrived this week. Millions of Samsung Galaxy S8 users have been testing it out. Also taking it out for a test drive has been our very own personal tech columnist, Jeffrey Fowler, joining us on the line via San Francisco. Hey, Jeff.
Hi.
So there are inevitably going to be a lot of comparisons to Siri and Alexa, Google Assistant, the whole nine. Let's start with some of the things that Bixby seems to have going for it. You know, key thing with voice commands, the prompting back and forth. It can be a huge comedy of errors. We all know how that goes. But specifically with Bixby, I'm hearing things get a lot more conversational. What is this conversational interface I keep hearing about?
Yeah, instead of being there to be like a secretary that looks things up on the internet for you. That's what Siri and Google Assistant do. Bixby is all about trying to actually make things happen for you. The metaphor that they use at Samsung is it's like Iron Man, who had all this gear around him and he could just call out to it and it would leap into action and he didn't have to think about how to operate it or what menu to find his blasters under. They just went when he told them to. So Bixby is designed to actually do things on your phone. Eventually, it'll also do things on your television and do things on your refrigerator and your microwave. So for example, I can just pick up Bixby and I can say, turn on the flashlight, and the flashlight goes on.
Okay, I've turned it on.
You can't do that on an iPhone,
right.
For example, with Siri. It's not really designed to operate the phone. And this is Samsung's big theory as to why, you know, so late in the game, what are they, the fifth or sixth big talking assistant out there now that's going to set them apart. They're really about being able to do, they say, pretty much everything you can do on the phone with your fingers, you do it with your voice.
And is that coming through? Because, I mean, like you said, they are a little late to the game here, to say the least. And with Siri and Google, they've come a ways, but it took some time to get there. What stood out to you as lesser than? Where is it the most obvious where Bixby needs to do some catching up?
Well, first of all, just recognizing my voice is one issue. There were oftentimes I would say caller, like as in someone who's calling you on the telephone, and it would hear a caller like on a shirt. It did not pass one of my assistant tests, which is, can it understand supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? All of the other talking assistants can do that, but
oh, they can.
Yeah, you try that with Siri. she'll get that. So it's hearing and then also speaking back. There were some times where Bixby, who you can choose either a male or female voice for, had difficulty speaking and needed some help there, both with grammar and with pronunciation. And then the bigger question is, Bixby's trying to do so much that sometimes it gets really complicated and it needs sort of help along the way. So, for example, it is technically possible for you to say to Bixby, take a selfie with with a filter and then text it to Tanya, and she could do all of that on her own, which is pretty impressive.
That's impressive.
But sometimes it would get a little lost along the way, or maybe wasn't quite sure what I meant by Tanya or which filter. And so it would sort of stop and ask along the way. And bigger picture, it just couldn't do some of the things that Siri and especially Google Assistant have become really good at that require knowledge about you and your life. For example, if I say to any of the other assistants, hey, where should I go for lunch today? They will have some recommendations, but Bixby doesn't really know me well enough to know where I might want to go for lunch, and it just does a basic web search, which isn't sufficient.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Jeffrey Fowler about Samsung's new voice assistant, Bixby. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work, but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So Bixby is off to a good start. It's a couple of steps forward, a couple of steps back. But voice control is, you know, it's getting very competitive. How does Samsung stay in this game?
Yeah, I think Samsung's big advantage, and why I would not count them out, even though Bixby is a little mumbly here at the start, is because they make so many different kinds of things in our home. They make the television, they make refrigerators, they make microwaves, mm-hmm. and their intention to put Bixby in all of them as a conversational user interface. So instead of a thing that that looks things up, this is about how you're going to operate all those machines. And it's a big advantage to actually have your own hardware when you do that. All of the other players in this have to get partners, right? They have to, Amazon has to work with other companies to build Alexa into it. Samsung does not. And what we've learned in the last couple of years is this conversational UI stuff is actually more useful in the smart home, arguably, than it is in your phone. We had Siri for years, but she wasn't really a hit on the phone until we got her on the Apple TV or until Alexa came along and put her into a speaker.
Right.
So it turns out speaking to things is something you want to do more around the house than you want to do to your phone. And around the house is where Samsung has some big advantages.
Yeah, it definitely has that edge there. Jeffrey Fowler, thanks as always.
You bet.
For more on personal tech columnist Jeffrey Fowler's coverage, head to WSJ.com/tech. Wrapping up this tech news briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.